Vegas are bigger.
I know it. I know that.
I haven't ever seen them here.
I haven't seen them yet, not in this country.
Well, what do you call an animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and it smells?
Polecat.
Okay.
I won't forget him.
You ever had a run-in with one of them?
Yes, ma'am.
What happened?
I had one, caught one of my rabbit box one time.
Ooh.
And Lord, how much, and I went to it. And I opened the door, and how much? It made me just right, it made me sick as I ever been.
Yes,
sir, this thing's really all bad. What do you call a little creature that's about that big around and it hops along the ground?
What now?
It's a little animal that's about that big around and it lives in the water. And
frog.
Okay. And now, what would you call one of them that lives on the land?
Well, one of them's a toad frog. Bullfrog live in the water.
That's right.
What do you call a little tiny frog that lives up in trees?
A little rain frog.
Okay. What do you call ordinary worms that people use for bait?
Well, we call them baits.
Baits, okay. And what about great big lodge worms?
Well, them grub worms.
Okay.
All right.
What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime so you can see it at night?
Lightning bug.
Okay. What do you call an insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings that flies around over ponds or lakes?
Mosquito.
Well, this one's bigger than a mosquito.
Bigger than a mosquito. Gallinipa then.
Do you have mosquito hawks or snake doctors or dragonflies?
We have snake doctors.
Well, now, what's a snake doctor? Now, is that the long, thin one? How big is a snake doctor?
He's about that long.
About like this?
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Long wings.
Well, now.
Different colors of them.
Now, these ones have the great big eyes on.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay, just wanted to be sure. Now, snake doctor and a gallinipa are different things.
Okay? That's right. Yes, ma'am.
What do you call an insect that looks sort of like a wasp and it builds a nest out of mud?
Dirt dog.
Okay. What do you call nuts that get ripe underneath the ground?
Peanuts.
Okay. And are you familiar with any other names for them besides peanuts?
We call them ground peas.
Ground peas.
Okay. That's right.
If a boy has a big nose, and his father has a big nose, too, you'd say, the boy, what, his father? The boy?
Ticked after his father.
Okay. Now, if a boy's appearance is similar to his father's, you say, the boy takes after his father.
That's right.
Now, if a boy's behavior is similar to his father's, would you say it the same way, or would you say it some different way? You'd say, the boy, what, his father?
Well, I would say a lot of things. Me, that's the way he didn't take that after me.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth, somebody who's not a nurse?
We call them women now. Granny.
Fine.
That's right.
If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back? You know, they'd laugh about him.
I call them town people.
Okay. Now, if a country person goes into town, what might the town people call him behind his back?
They call him country.
That's right. They call him country.
Okay.